Let's get a room at Heartbreak Hotel because it's time to go back to the 90s.
Hi, my name is
Darian. And it's time to go back to Tuesday, April 27th, 1999.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is the Matrix? It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
And it was Tuesday, the 27th of April, 1999. It was the end of an era, the end of a millennium. One of the best-selling books at the time, The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon by Stephen King. Believe it or not, Cher was still relevant in the pop music scene. TLC was still doing it with No Scrubs. And this is right around the time they were starting to pass the torch to Destiny's Child. Kenny Chesney had a monster hit with How Forever Feels. The internet was still using dial-up, and I remember I had a web TV. You don't even know what that is, do you? And in theaters, The Matrix was once again the number one movie in the country. And it's time to analyze this 90s, friends. If you'll excuse me, I think I'm coming down with a case of the Varsity Blues. Let's chat again next time on another 90s Flashback.